You're listening to Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to Sleep Stories for Equestrians. I'm your host, Ashley Winch. We're so happy you're here to relax and unwind. If you fall asleep and miss the story, we will recap it at the beginning of the next episode. We've also selected and edited these stories for ultimate relaxation, removing any stressful bits without affecting the story's integrity, so you can focus on drifting off to sleep. With that, let's settle down and prepare for our story. The gates are closed. The horses sleep. The day's work done. The chores complete. Now let us rest, our bodies and minds. Drift off to sleep and close your eyes. It's time for us to turn down for the night. Now let's breathe in, breathe out, and turn off the light. One more time, breathe out, breathe in. Now, let us begin. On the last episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians, we enjoyed the circus performance. Now we need to find Captain John. After the circus was over, Papa Craig, Miss Lisbeth, and the children walked across the lot to the horse tent to look for Captain John. They found him with his ponies. Captain John greeted his brother and Miss Lisbeth warmly. He then turned to the children. "Wouldn't have known them. My, my, 3 years make a difference in youngsters. Look at Mary Margaret. When I..."
"Excuse me, Captain John," said Larry. "Shall I take Cricket to the animal tent? Mom gets restless if he's not in there." "All right, Larry, just a few minutes until the children have seen all the ponies." Mary Margaret, Stella, and Tommy ran into the tent. "I've got my eye on a nice little farm for you, John," said Papa Craig. "Just let me know when you're ready to settle down." Before Captain John could reply, the children ran out of the horse tent. "Gee, Uncle John," said Tommy, "I'd like to train ponies for the circus." "So would I," said Mary Margaret, not to be outdone. "And I'd like to be a bareback rider, too." "I'd like to train elephants," chimed in Stella. "Well, maybe I can arrange that for you," chuckled Uncle John. They walked through the horse tent and across the lot to the menagerie. Cricket whinnied when he saw Captain John. The children stood at safe distance from the elephant while they admired the pony. "Cricket's a wonderful pony, Uncle John," said Tommy. "Maybe when he gets too old for the circus, we could take care of him for you on the farm." "Well now, that's a good idea. I'll think that over, Tommy. I'm sure Cricket could never find a better home for his old age." Captain John smiled at his young nephew. "Maybe he's pretty old right now," suggested Mary Margaret. "We've got plenty of room in our barn, and maybe Cricket's tired of traveling and..." Captain John laughed. He pinched one of Mary Margaret's rosy cheeks. "Cricket will still be a young pony when I am ready to retire. He likes circus life. I'm the one who's tired of moving all the time." "You had better save a place in the barn for me," he said with a twinkle in his eye. "You in the barn?" Mary Margaret and Tommy spoke with one voice. They looked at Papa Craig and Miss Lisbeth for an answer to this surprising suggestion. Uncle John is just joking. He knows there's always a place for him, as well as the ponies on the farm, Miss Lisbeth said with a smile. Captain John invited his family to have dinner with him in the big dining tent. The children could hardly eat a mouthful. They were so interested in the clowns and famous circus people. After dinner, they all said goodbye. "Please come to the farm soon," said Mary Margaret. "You can have my room." "And bring the ponies," shouted Tommy and Stella in chorus. Papa Craig bundled his family in the car and started for home. Tommy, Mary Margaret, and Stella talked about all the wonderful things they had seen that afternoon. And to them, the best part of the circus was Uncle John and his trained ponies. "I hope Uncle John leaves the circus and comes to live with us soon," said Mary Margaret. "He promised to bring Cricket when he came," said Tommy. "If he brings Cricket, he'll have to bring the big elephant too," said Stella. "They're always together." Tommy and Mary Margaret were taken aback by Stella's pronouncement. They hadn't thought of this possibility. Could they have one without the other? "Cricket is Uncle John's favorite pony. He won't leave him when he quits the circus," said Mary Margaret. "Maybe he'll train another pony to be the elephant's friend." By the time the children were in bed that night, Cricket was traveling again. The circus was moving on. Captain John liked to sit in the animal tent and swap yarns with his old friend Zeke, the elephant trainer. Cricket and Mom were good company, too. Mom liked Captain John because he was kind and remembered that elephants as well as ponies liked apples. One morning, after the animals had been fed and the tent was quiet again, Captain John was dozing in his accustomed chair near Cricket and Mom. Cricket suddenly opened his eyes wide. Raja, the tiger, stared at him with his yellow-green eyes and clawed at the bars of his cage. Only Cricket saw the safety door of Raja's cage swing open. The tawny, striped tiger jumped lightly and noiselessly to the ground and moved toward him. Raja's eyes burned like green fire in the soft morning light. Cricket was terrified. He neighed as loudly as he could. The terror in Cricket's shrill call brought men and animals to their feet. The roars, howls, and barking in the tent were deafening. Trainers and keepers rushed to the scene of the commotion. "What's the matter? Who's making all the noise?" sputtered Captain John, only half awake. He did not see the crouching tiger, but Mom did. The big elephant's eyes glowed like rubies. She hated tigers. Perhaps she remembered encounters in the jungle. With a snarl of rage at the uproar, the tiger leaped at Cricket. The pony pulled at the halter and screamed in terror. But Mom was ready to defend her little friend. Trumpeting shrilly, she uncurled her powerful trunk and struck out to save the pony. The terrific thud of Mom's trunk as she hit the tiger was heard above the din in the tent. The blow knocked Raja to the ground. Stunned by the blow and cowered by whips and irons in the hands of keepers, Raja was roped and brought back to his cage. The chains that held Mom to her stake had saved the tiger. "Who left that cage door unlocked?" roared the head keeper. Nothing like this had ever happened before, and he was very angry. The careless attendant responsible for the tiger's unlocked cage was discovered and discharged immediately. The excitement in the tent slowly subsided. It was quiet again, except for the noisy barking of sea lions. Mighty lucky you woke us up, Cricket. Makes me shiver to think what might have happened, said Captain John as he mopped his perspiring face with his handkerchief. Good old Mom. The elephant trainer stood beside the leader of the herd and tweaked her ear gently. Calm down, old girl. That slap you gave Raja will teach him to behave. The reassuring voice of her trainer quieted the big elephant. She raised her trunk and searched in his pocket for a tidbit. Nothing in my pocket, Mom, but you do deserve a treat. The trainer brought a bag of apples to reward Mom's bravery. Cricket smelled the apples and whinnied. Mom reached into the bag and dropped an apple in front of her little friend. Well, well, Mom thinks you should be rewarded too, Cricket. And so do I. If you hadn't given the alarm, there's no telling what Raja would have done. Captain John broke the apple in half and held it in his hand for Cricket to take. Thank you for joining us on tonight's episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians. Allow this beautiful, gentle music to carry you off to dreamland.